This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we broadcast, of course, to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And hello to Maria in Germany. Was talking to her earlier. And hello to Steve over there in Thailand. He, I think, is on in the chat room right now. But a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very, very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can always follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And then we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at it. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a listen live link dead center of the page, and you can hear us right there. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Good morning there, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start with a very grisly story right off the bat tonight, and that's the fact that 27 people packed, actually on top of each other, they stripped a Ford Expedition, 1999 Ford Expedition, which is what the smugglers do, loaded it with as many people as they could possibly put in the vehicle, 27 people, from the bottom of the vehicle to the roof of the vehicle, all stuffed in there, and took off the border. They were 8 miles north of the border, 100 miles east of San Diego, when they came busting up through a farm road and apparently got in the path of a semi, a set of pups, I might add. Looks like it was gravel by what I'm looking at here, rocks I think I see in the road, and they converged, they hit each other, and 15, as it stands right now, 15 people have died of the 27, and we don't know how many more will because they are very seriously injured.
That's true, Captain. This is a very, very sad story. Obviously, this is something that just really strikes to the very heart of what we see happening in terms of the smuggling that goes on. As you mentioned, how the people were placed into this SUV. Typically, it would seat 8 to perhaps maybe 9 people, but to have that many people is just obviously wrong. But what they're trying to figure out right now, Captain, this happened along Highway 115 near Holtville, California, and what they're trying to determine is how this SUV came to drive directly into the path of, yes, it is a gravel truck, and the truck driver sustained moderate injuries, we understand. They're trying to find out, the Highway Patrol is, that is to say, is trying to find out if this SUV stopped at a stop sign, believe it or not, before continuing on into the path of this big rig. But unfortunately, Captain, the scene there is grisly. People were ejected from the vehicle. Some died in the vehicle, of course. The driver, we understand, 22 years old, a man from Mexicali, was also killed, and they're trying to find out exactly what happened. I believe the NTSB is also getting involved at this time as well.
Yeah, and they'll eventually find out what they need to find out, but this was just the tip of the iceberg. Now, I've heard a report, Kyle, that there was a second vehicle that got away.
Well, that is a possibility, and they are hopefully going to be able to confirm that one way or the other here very soon. The ages of the people, though, ranged, Captain, from 15 years old to 53 years old. And so, again, people trying to get across the border, evidently coming through what appears to be a breach in the border wall in that area, and then, of course, driving up through basically a farm road until trying to get to the that highway there, Highway 115.
Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This sort of stuff goes on every day all the way along the Mexican border, starting with Texas all the way out to California, New Mexico, and Arizona. And I've seen it in trucks. I've seen it in little trucks, big trucks. I've seen it in cars like this where people, you know they're illegal just by the way they're driving and the fact that they're jam-packed in there. And it's been going on for as long as I can remember traveling out there along I-8 or I-10, as the case may be, because they used to, that was the buffer zone. Anywhere from I-8 right on the border all the way to San Diego and I-10, you'd see them straggling coming across the highways. And even on 215, it goes down there. You'd see them run across the highway 5, 6, 7 at a time.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, no matter what, everybody understands why people would want to seek a better life. That we understand that. However, on both sides of the border, there has to be something going on to make sure that people who would cram people into this kind of a situation and put them at obvious such risk and have this kind of a human tragedy is absolutely unforgivable.
Well, that's true. And remember, these were coyotes that were transporting these people, smugglers is a common word, but we call them coyotes. And they need to find out who's responsible for this and then charge them appropriately. Because, again, this is not the first time. It won't be the last time that something like this happens.
Exactly right. Very sad.
All right. Now, folks, we're going to be taking a break. I hear the music coming up in my ear. When we do, we're going to come back, and we're going to congratulate everybody in Texas and Mississippi. Yep, Mississippi. They're out there, and they're opening up full bore. Way to go, Texas. Way to go, Mississippi. So there you go. And I'll be right back. By the way, Florida's not going to be very far behind. Mark my words. Watch and see. And Alabama yesterday, you heard me tell about the fact that they're going to be putting a full stadium of people, fans in there for the Alabama football games come the fall. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Man. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is part of my everyday regimen. I take it twice a day in the little packets that it comes in. And I take it because of the fact that I do have problems with inflammation and pain associated with my left foot and ankle from the World Trade Center. Thank you very much, Osama bin Laden. But because of the turmeric resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 that's in it, it works. And what it does is it goes right to the source of the inflammation, and it even lowers or eliminates the pain by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It supports healthy joints and muscles. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort without you ever having any drugs in your body. What you're doing is taking things that are good for you. It's an all-natural remedy. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start. Tens of thousands of people have tried it, and it worked for them, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Texas and Mississippi dropped their coronavirus restrictions. They've opened all of their businesses 100%. Now, in Mississippi, they've got those casinos down along the Gulf. You're familiar with that?
Right, right.
So they're opening up. They've ended also their statewide mask mandates, and they've done it based on the facts of the matter in terms of cases being reported, people being hospitalized. They're way, 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 way down, and the trend continues.
Well, they are way down, and we're now a year, pretty much just about a year, from the massive shutdowns and what started as the 2 weeks to slow the, you know, flatten the curve. That seems like ancient history now, but we're almost a year on. And what they're finding out, Captain, is that we know a lot more about this virus. We know a lot more about how to protect people that need to be protected with it.
Vaccines are being administered, and the most susceptible are getting the vaccines first. Now they've opened it up a little bit to get down to the first responders, age 50 and up. And the teachers will, Joe Biden yesterday said, we'd like to have all the teachers vaccinated, even though all the teachers don't want to be vaccinated. But that's the next part of it that's coming. And the kids are going back to school, even though some of the teachers unions are going, no, we don't want to do it, it's too dangerous, this and the other, but they're going to have a choice. Go back to school and teach, or you're out of a job.
Well, that's what it's going to look like. And you know, Captain, our esteemed governor here, who's probably going to get recalled.
You mean a moron?
Right.
Yeah.
I think he talked about this. I think he used the term reckless, describing Texas here, for example. But here's the thing. Here's what Governor Abbott said. He said the removing the statewide mandates doesn't end personal responsibility. He says it's just that now state mandates are no longer needed.
Nope.
So there are still personal responsibility and common sense things to do.
Sure.
They're not being reckless.
And nobody says if you want to wear a mask, you can't do it. But guess what? It's not mandatory. All right. To the phone lines we go, and we have Mike in Clearwater. Okay there, Mr. Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. The good news is that on Monday, the other day, I received the first of two COVID shots, the Moderna vaccine, and on the 29th, I go back and get the second one, so I'll be fully protected. You know, Kyle, we talked about this earlier on, right? And we were all excited that, you know, the president's going to come back in 4 years, and then the riots happened, and then we said, well, you know, any chance he had, that pretty much shot that all to hell. But, you know, Kyle, I was out on the street the other day, and I struck up casual conversations with people, and I asked one young lady, she said she voted for Biden, and I said, well, would you vote for Trump? And she said, absolutely. And I said, well, why? And she said, I can't believe the price of gas, how much it's gone up since he's come into office. So I think, Kyle, this President Trump, if this keeps going and people get sick and tired of the, you know, the gas going up and the political correctness and all this other stuff, that he probably can be the second president in history after Grover Cleveland to do two terms that were not back-to-back. So I want your comment on that. And then, oh, by the way, Kyle, in California, wasn't it nice that the head of one of the teachers' unions who said, no, schools can't reopen, you know. Well, guess what? They caught him dropping his daughter off at an in-person school. So what a hypocrite he is. So, and then, and Gavin Newsom, he's on the way out. I think we're on the right track. What do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, before you start, Kyle, Donald Trump did not lose for any other reason other than the people thinking, and this is the big reason, and all the polls that are out there tell you that this is the number one answer. It's because they thought Joe Biden would do a better job with the coronavirus, with the COVID.
Right, yeah.
That's why he lost. Now, if you want a reason, that's the reason that the polling data is telling you. Now, were the numbers juried with? Did something happen in those six states that we're all shaking our heads about? Yeah. Can I prove it? No. But that's just my opinion. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, well, exactly right, Captain. You know, and thanks, Mike. I agree that the teacher here in California who's dropping off his child at an in-person school tells you everything you need to know about what they think might be important for their child's education. Basically, yes, you know, as we get down the road, get through 2022, that may be an acid test for President Trump and his ability to give endorsements and make news and this kind of thing. But It's always kind of far down the road. It gets here faster than we think, but it's still the next presidential election cycle. And the way that things are going, and the person you spoke to, I think, actually does speak volumes. They said, well, look at the price of gas now, because they see that all the things that we've been talking about that would happen if Biden got into power, that these things are actually coming true. Now, put 3 years on it, and people might be saying, hey, Trump had something going here, because then, by that time, they're going to have some more perspective on it, especially how we're going to see dealing with China, what's going to happen in the Middle East. I mean, it's all going to start pointing back to, hey, Trump is on the right track here.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi has four major bills that she has been one of the sponsors of that are over into the Senate. H.R. 1 is probably going to be passed and sent over to the Senate later this week. Again, folks, you need to be calling your congressmen, your senators, and saying, don't vote for this. If you vote for this, we won't vote for you, period. Just get the point out there. H.R. 1 is a horrible bill. It will put the – and by the way, it's also unconstitutional because it puts the federal government in charge of pretty much the elections and how they're handled, which is something that the Constitution says they cannot do.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a power grab, basically, to try to perpetuate, infinite number of Democrat victories, because they see this opportunity. They're simply trying to grab all that they can grab right now while the getting's good, while it's still the January 6th Capitol riots are still fresh in people's minds and this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and they're just trying to do everything they can.
Now, are you watching what's going on with this stimulus bill, the COVID stimulus bill, and the things that are suddenly going by the wayside? One of the big interesting things yesterday was not just the $15 an hour minimum wage, but the pay raise that was going to be given to all the members of Congress.
Well, again, these things come out in the light of day, basically. So hopefully glad to say maybe it's not something we have to pass to find out what's in it.
Okay.
That people are finding out what's in it.
Okay, now let's drift on over here and let's go over to, I think we got Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Is that you, Dan?
This is me.
All right, what's up?
Follow up what Mike said. You have to give Biden time, the Biden administration, to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made some huge ones. And not only gas prices and the XL pipeline and Biden calling himself the greatest union president ever. You know, Donald Trump was the best union president, best president of the United States unions ever had.
Agreed.
He created more union jobs in his 4 years, and Biden's basically lost those jobs in the last 6 weeks. This mm-hmm. last 6 weeks seems like it's been a year long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think we're moving more towards command economy than we are a free market economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to kill us. I fully expect gas to be by the end of the year around $4.50 a gallon.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a hard break, so hang on. Do you want to hang on?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
All right, hang on. We're coming up on a hard break, and there's another caller in there. Caller, you hang on. I'll find out who you are during the break. And Kyle Warren and I will be right back right after we take this 3-minute break, so don't go anywhere. We're going to continue our conversation. If you want to get in on the action, it's 877-969-8600. I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas will become the largest state to roll back its COVID restrictions next week. Valdeo reports from the Lone Star State.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate, Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The governor's move coming a day after the director of the CDC urged against lifting restrictions, warning of a possible fourth surge of infections. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, their website is Geico, GEICO.com. You can go to that website, type in your zip code, and get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, or you can find out where your local agent is, name, address, and all that good stuff, and phone number, if that's what you want to do, too. And remember, not only will they insure the car or the truck you're driving, they'll also insure your motorcycle, your RV, your ATV, your boat, and your homeowners and renters insurance policy can be picked up by Geico as well. So, check them out. See what they can do. They have saved me money over the years, and I'm very happy with them. I've only had to use them a couple times for things. One was storm-related, and one was a windshield they had to replace because of a dump truck. And they were there almost immediately, it seemed like. But anyway, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you, and see if they can save you money like they had me. And by the way, knock on wood, once you become a safe driver with them, you save 10% every year. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. It's Scott from, I believe it's St. Pete, and he wants to talk about a little project that he was working on, the Coca-Cola Company. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Captain and Kyle. I'm doing good. We called around to about a dozen restaurants in the St. Pete area,
uh-huh.
And the ones that offered Coca-Cola, we told them that were not doing Coca-Cola because of the move that they pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very receptive. They said, you know, if we asked, can we bring our own soft drinks in?
Mm-hmm.
Since you guys just offer Coke products, and even the iced tea might be a Coke product and stuff, you know?
Yep.
And they were very receptive. And I'm talking casual dining chains,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we called about a dozen of them. And around the St. Pete area, they're like, sure, bring your own soft drink in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't eat out a lot, but you know, I enjoy eating out. And it was nice that they were receptive and said, no problem. You know,
good.
So I would just tell people call ahead and check with your restaurant and bring your Pepsi in or whatever, you know, instead of
well,
the product that they offer.
I found a couple of places that serve Pepsi. I was at one yesterday for lunch, Mission Barbecue. Make sure you stop by there, folks. And if you're a veteran, tell them you're a veteran and see what happens then.
There you go.
Veterans
you
go. Are first responders.
Yeah.
You get treated like a king. Yep. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very
yeah,
good.
Thanks to our first responders. Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, Scott.
All right, you too. Thanks, Captain and Kyle.
Thank you. All right. Now, that's interesting to know, Kyle.
Well, exactly right. I mean, see, that's the thing. You know, when these things start coming out, you know, it can change people's minds about a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Now, the Democrats and Joe Biden and his people are echoing the fact that we have got some sort of a gun control in some form or another coming. And what we heard yesterday from members of Congress in the halls of Congress were private gun sales. You know, that's a private gun sale between you and me or me and thee or whoever now would require a background check before you could sell the gun, and you'd have to do it, you know, instead of just selling a gun to somebody who says, man, I got a couple $100, I'd like to buy that 38 you got.
Well, right, exactly. So this is, again, going to really begin to impact, you know, whether or not people are able to obtain firearms. Obviously, they need to obtain them legally. They have to have all those kinds of things happening. But this could be a signal from the Biden administration that they truly are going to be really go to the mat on the Second Amendment. And again, I think they think it's get while the getting's good. I mean, they really believe that they've got this election and that it's time to really clean house the way they want to clean house.
Okay, well, are you ready?
Yep.
It's time to circle back, folks. Jeez. What the heck is going on? What is going on there, Kyle?
I don't know. It takes a lot to circle back.
Yeah, that's circling back all right. Sounded like it was going to run right over the top of you. But anyway, we talked a little bit, and I'm going to circle back on this one. Nancy Pelosi and Politico is reporting that there are four major Pelosi bills that will likely be dead on arrival in the Senate. They're currently ready to go to committee, but one of them, of course, is the stimulus bill, which will pass, but the Senate has already agreed to take out of it the congressional pay raise, as well as the $15 an hour minimum wage to lower the costs a little bit and bring it on down. But the Congress, did you even know the Congress was giving themselves a pay raise in all this?
Yeah, we had heard that was, you know, part of the bill.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, but I haven't heard anybody else talking about it.
Well, no, it's buried in there. But again, it's one of those things where they can just sort of, you know, slip that by.
Yeah.
And the American people, they don't, that's not going to sit well with them. It hasn't, obviously.
Yeah, and there's also a provision in there to float some money in the direction of Puerto Rico, because the Democrats are pressing a plan to make Puerto Rico a state.
Well, that's right. And again, the politics of it are that they believe that they would get two very safe senators.
Plus two congressmen.
A new representation in the House.
The same for the District of Columbia, I might add.
Precisely. So it's not about trying to, you know, create this new statehood. And by the way, the D.C. statehood, I think is really problematic. I understand what they want for political purposes, but the District of Columbia was created as a special place for the Capitol. I don't think it was ever intended to be a state or that it would even evolve into a state.
Do you remember what I told you about the location of the fence and the significance?
What's that?
Everything outside the fence would be the state of the District of Columbia, whatever they're going to call it. Everything inside the fence would be the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Well, but again, it seems to fly in the face of what the original intent was. But again, it's a blatant political maneuver. I don't think it has to do with trying to make people's lives better or any of those kinds of things that we might hear about that, because it's so obviously biased towards the Democrats.
So we know that negotiations are going hot and heavy over President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. It's gone literally into overdrive this week because more and more people are coming out, more and more reports are coming out saying we don't need the $1.9 trillion. It's loaded with about 91% Democratic pork. If they get rid of half the pork, the $1.9 trillion would probably be $1 trillion, which is still high, but everybody would get their $1,400 checks that are in there, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. And all this other crap would go by the wayside, and they'd have to pass it as a standalone bills and not just throw it in on top of something else.
Well, see, that's exactly right. And if the situation were just a little bit different, you might be able to see a critical mass start to happen in the media, maybe in a different universe somewhere, about something like this, because it is about pork, and if it was really just about getting people the money they needed, we might see a much different configuration of this. But the perception still is, in politics, perception is reality, and it's a very tough sell to try to talk about the pork and the overspending. But again, if maybe we had some more intrepid investigative reporters or just reporters who wanted to get this out there, you might have a much better time of it.
Have you ever been to the remote areas of, say, Wyoming or Montana or Washington State or Oregon, even Minnesota, Wisconsin, the remote areas?
Well, yeah, on various road trips.
New Mexico, there's another one. Arizona, there's lots of remote areas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in those areas, they don't have something called Internet. And the way you get Internet is with a satellite dish. And included in this bill, this $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill, is a bunch of money for broadband connectivity in the remote areas of the country. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that would be an accident waiting to happen to start hanging a bunch of wires. Because what are you going to do? You're going to put them all underground in the middle of a cow pasture?
Right. Right. Well, there's various different ideas of how to get that kind of access out there.
Like I said, yeah. Satellites.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Usually I think it's going to be some form of that. I mean, you've had other, big tech companies think about having balloons or, high altitude balloons,
yeah.
Stuff like that. I don't know what the.
I used to travel down to Roswell, and I had a lot of wide open area I had to go from out of, Clovis Air Force Base, the town that was in Alamogordo. Out of Alamogordo, going south, you had a lot of remote areas you had to go through. And you were lucky you saw a telephone line in some places, but satellite dishes were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. There you go. That's the answer. And besides that, satellite's a lot cheaper most of the time than cable is anyway. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up. And I got a really neat song I'm going to be playing here. I think you're going to like it, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Mm-hmm.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, D&D Ranch, the Double D Ranch. She and her husband, Don, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. When you see that big old sign for the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee, and we'll tell you more right after we get a chance to let you hear this. righty, that's called Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, and that's the Hollies. And Kyle, I think that's from 1972, isn't it?
That's exactly right, 1972.
Yeah, and those guys, they wore the black, they wore the black suits, and they really had it going back in the day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather here and the statement, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle, and he's going to tell you what's going on out west, and then I'll tell you what's going on east of the Mississippi River thereabouts. So here we go. A low-pressure system over Southern California is going to bring windy conditions and precipitation into the southwest, and additionally, elevated fire weather conditions are expected in Arizona. Now, much of the central and western U.S. will experience above-average temperatures, with parts of the northern plains seeing high temperatures peak between 20 and 30 degrees above average. Meanwhile, back in the northeast, especially up north towards the Canadian border, it's going to be snowing again, and there's going to be some really rugged weather in northern Maine. Go ahead, Kyle. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. As you said, we do have that low-pressure system, and it looks like we might get a little bit of rain in Southern California on Wednesday. That's today, of course. Right now, it's sort of churning a little bit to the north of Southern California. Maybe in the San Francisco Bay Area, it looks like rain might be coming in maybe by the end of this coming weekend, maybe by next Monday. Day or so, and perhaps some another system coming in the Southern California area towards the weekend. We're still monitoring that, but we do have a wind advisory tonight. This is in Arizona. This is just outside of Phoenix, where we also have a fire weather warning in that area, and that fire weather warning and wind advisory extends all the way up through Prescott, up towards Flagstaff, and of course also along I-40 near Kingman, and the fire weather warning looks like it's going to be north of Las Vegas along I-15 in the Mesquite area, just south of St. George, Utah. Also, up in Oregon tonight, Captain, we do have a high wind watch, and this is going to be in the Lakeview area, Lake Hebert, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and it's along 395, I believe. And we also have a high wind watch right at the near the border of California and Oregon tonight, just as you come across up into southern Oregon. Then a frost advisory, this is going to be along Highway 101 north of Cloverdale. That's north of Santa Rosa, basically, and south of Redway. Look out for that frost advisory tonight. And looks like we got still cold up in places like Montana. Looks like Great Falls is at 40 degrees. Butte's at 26, but that's a far cry from where it's been recently.
Well, over in Nebraska, south to Omaha, about 40, 50 miles, almost all the way down to the Missouri, Iowa, and Kansas lines, you got flood watches and warnings in there from a lot of rain that they've had up in there. Plus, what's going on there, Kyle, is with the warmer temperatures, the ice has jammed up some of the rivers, causing them to back up into the little smaller tributaries, and there's a lot of flooding going on in that area right now.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Now, over in Illinois, just north of Springfield, you've got some flooding in that area there, bringing it on over into the southwestern corner of West Virginia and the southern central part of Ohio, right along the river in there. You've got some river flooding in there as well. Same reason. A lot of it's ice that's jamming this stuff up to where the water's backing up. You got areas across Kentucky where it's that way tonight with some flooding. So we hope our friends in Kentucky are doing okay. And then in the western and central part and southern part down towards the Mississippi line, you have got flooding there. In Tennessee, they've just had a lot of rain. I mean, a lot of rain. Now, before I go up into the north, I want to go down into the Gulf, because along the Gulf tonight, right there just off in the Gulf, from about Big Bend in Florida all the way across to Pensacola, Mobile, over into Pascagoula, over into New Orleans, over towards Lafayette, you've got fog offshore, and at any time that fog could come onto the interstate or the local roads there, and you could have a real mess there. So be advised, there's fog in the area. Right now it's offshore, but it could be coming your direction. So that's something you need to think about. And then moving on up the East Coast, we do have some gale force winds from Georgia all the way up to about Wilmington, North Carolina. And then up in Massachusetts and right around the corner down towards Rhode Island, and then it takes a swing on up to Nova Scotia. You've got some gale winds there. But here we go. Doesn't want to stop snowing in upstate New York. Saranac Lake to Malone, New York. Very famous areas, if you know anything about the Olympics from yet days gone by. It is snowing up there, and they expect 3 to 5 inches of snow, maybe as much as 6 in some areas with a little bit of wind behind it. So it could be real interesting travel up there tonight between Saranac Lake and Malone, New York. Now, northern Maine, Kyle, up Presque Isle, north up into Nova Scotia and up towards the Quebec border on the other side. You've got winds 25 to 35 miles an hour blowing the snow that's there, and it's still cold up there. It's in the teens, dropping down to near single digits tonight. But there's still snow up there. It's blowing around up there, making it a little bit hard to see on some of those roads up there. You guys going up there to pick up French fries, be careful. You might have some surprises with some of the roads, and there is blowing and drifting, and there will be drifting snow in the roads up there if the plows aren't out already, so be careful. And that's what it's looking like tonight across the country. So, Kyle, take me through a trip at the Flying J.
Well, Captain, if you've been on the road for quite some time and you want to have something good to eat or you want to come in and use some of the amenities there at the Pilot and Flying J, pull on in and you're going to find something that you really, really like. They've got great selections of different restaurants at the different locations. You might find a Denny's. How about a Wendy's or an Arby's? How about a Moe's Southwest Grill or a Huddle House, KFC, BQ? And by the way, Captain, as well, they also have great amenities for RVers as well.
Yeah.
So you can in some cases they have overnight parking and so forth. You go to pilotflyingj.com, you'll find all kinds of stuff you can find out about these different locations and so forth. And also the Drivers Club, Captain, that's something everybody should really be getting into.
Yeah, and for the owner-operators that are out there, and even some of the companies, you can get one of those Flying J fuel cards, and the more you buy, you get discounts. The more you buy, the cheaper the fuel gets. So that's something that the owner-operators can always live with, as well as some of the companies that may not know it, with the, you know, 8 or 10 trucks or whatnot. I know I did it myself when I had my trucks. Saved a bunch of money. So there you go. All right, hang on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back. Hour number 2 after the news, top of the hour news and all that great stuff. And when we come back, still a lot to talk about. We're going to get into a conversation about HR1. You know, that's the bill that does everything but clean the windows for you at the house. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.